Cincinnati's Pendleton neighborhood is essentially across Reading Road from the new casino. Community Council President David White says before the recent improvement, streets and sidewalks in the historic area were crumbling. I met him at the corner of Pendleton and East 12th for a tour of the changes.
These spots are all new street trees where we did not have the ability to add street trees before because the sidewalks were too narrow. And you'll see that not only the sidewalks were expanded, but also all of these overhead wires will go underground as soon as that'll be the last thing that they do. They'll cut the poles off and run everything underground.
And there were some little touches that brought back history.
These are the old granite curbs. A lot of them were ripped out over the years, and they were able to replace these for us. So it was one big thing that the community wanted. These are, of course, all new. Before, we had all of these overhead, typical overhead streetlights off of the utility poles, and now we have these beautiful streetlights, which are 10 times brighter.
The city budgeted about $6 million for the neighborhood work. The funds come from tax increment financing, or TIF. White says an upcoming project will remake a plaza in front of the Verdon Bell Event Center at Spring Street and East 12th.
You can see the playground equipment, but you can't see all of it. It's about half of it is hidden below a wall there. And so we're looking to kind of take out some of the grade change and make this area a little safer, a little greener, a little nicer for everyone.
You've shown us what's happened, at least this plaza, what's on the drawing board perhaps. Mm-hmm. Big dreams if the casino's wildly successful and you have all sorts of TIF funding. What else could you see happening here in Pendleton?
I'd like to see a greater amount of businesses like, you know, restaurants and services, dry cleaners, all those sorts of things we don't have. There's no laundromat in the neighborhood currently, and I think that's not good. And so I would love to have, with a greater amount of people, I hope that we can bring more services, more businesses into the neighborhood.
Most of the city's focus so far has been on the Pendleton improvements, but projects are also planned for the downtown Central Business District and over the Rhine. One OTR plan involves 13th Street between Main and Vine. It would include new sidewalks, trees, and signs, plus converting 13th to two-way traffic in that area. OTR Community Council President Peter Hames says an upcoming focus could be on remaking Liberty Street.
Looking at how to change Liberty to more reflect its current use and then eliminate it as a barrier between north and south in Over the Rhine. I think there's some psychological barrier there. I think we're going to work on that.
Hames credits city officials and casino representatives for reaching out to the communities near the new facility. Back in Pendleton, David White says it's about connectivity.
The connection, especially from the casino up Pendleton Street to the Pendleton Art Center, is something that's very important to all of us in the community, as well as the artists there. That's one of our greatest assets here in the neighborhood. And being able to pull casino goers from the casino up to the Pendleton Art Center on a final Friday would be huge.
That's one of the city's goals for the projects, too. Michael Moore is the city's transportation and engineering director.
We not only wanted to put sort of the best foot forward around the area, but we also wanted to, like I said, create a way that we could extend a visitor's experience beyond just the casino.
Moore says that includes using public art to guide people.
Probably the biggest component of that is we partnered with Artworks, who went out and successfully got an Our Town grant in from the National Endowment of the Arts to do some place-based art there. So the bump outs that you see right at the corners will be a place where we can get art that'll help sort of be the beacons to kind of draw people up and into the neighborhoods from the casino.
The city also redid Reading Road to handle the increased traffic near the casino. It's now wider with more lanes, islands, turn lanes, upgraded signals, and wider sidewalks. There's also $2 million on hold to address any neighborhood problems that may arise after the casino opens. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.